Session number 14219.
Can I make real fall?
No, we could modify the original maps, which I think were the 50 theron. Don't think we had the normal 1 inch. I think there were 50 therate there. Fairly large areas of the jungle were unsurveyed and were just plain white, blank. So we could draw a few lines on it to if necessary for briefing or to identify a particular site.
Were your bases ever attacked in an attempt, as in Vietnam, to destroy the planes?
No, not as far as I know. Although the CTs did get into Seremban, the little town we were in, and threw a couple of hand grenades into the local dance hall, which livened up the girls there at one stage. So, but no, the actual attacks on the strips were not made.
Was that because the Gurkhas were using the dance hall?
I don't know quite what was going on in the, but a lot of the boys used to go down there, the local dance hall, with the girls, and but it was a Seremban was a virtually a garrison town, with divisional headquarters was there, 17 Gurdiv headquarters was there. And also 26th Brigade headquarters there. So there were a lot of troops in the town itself. A lot of troops.
Was anybody injured in the grenade attack?
I don't know. I really don't know. Don't know. Don't know. Everyone disowned that one and thought, well, some of the girls down there were. Don't know.
How did you like doing this job in Malaya?
It was very interesting because you knew exactly what you were doing. You knew exactly who the enemy were. We were privy to a lot of the confidential secret work. We had a fair idea of what was going on all the time. This made it very, very interesting. And you were your own boss. In fact, it was quite interesting. I was the only NCO pilot with six officers, six officer pilots, and myself flying out of there. And of course, by virtue of my background, just so happened I was the most experienced pilot in the flight. So it finished up after I'd been there for about a year, 18 months. I was the senior pilot, virtually flying new pilots, just showing them the rounds. So I was very happy there. It went very well indeed.
What were the chances of you coming down in the jungle?
Depended a lot. The weather was very, very tricky. You had the late afternoon thunderstorms. You get caught over the jungle with one of these coming. You had to do something very quick. The majority of accidents, some of the accidents that happened in our area were the you would get caught in a valley or re-entrant, which of course it was jungle covered, and you'd be quite gaily flying up it, looking or searching or doing a job of work. And you suddenly realize you didn't have enough power to get over the neck at the top from the aircraft, and you realize too that the sides of the valley, the re-entrant, were closing in either side. So you were there stuck going up this valley with the inability to get over the top, and inability to turn and get out and go back down the valley again. And these were the sort of things that the new pilot did get caught with. And so the obvious thing is you work from the top down instead of going up a valley, and things like this that came out. And if you were working in a valley and you got caught in a thunderstorm again, then there was not a lot you could do. You had to go out through the thunderstorm or under it or something to get out. So the majority of the strips, the landing sites, were on the east or west coast, and you had, what do you know, about 70 miles in between of jungle. Now if you're out mid-jungle, about 35 miles from the nearest strip, and you got caught, say, in bad weather, you were getting a bit pushed.
Any incidents that stick out in your mind from those days?
Well, we had quite a number of accidents. There were various pilots were killed, were caught in some of these circumstances, or operating near the all-up limits. And it was very, very much a hit and miss, and you built up on experience. If you got through the first 6 months, 9 months, you had sufficient experience to be weather-wise and aware of the countryside and the damages, and how you could be caught out if you weren't very, very careful.